in the limelight.
In a new report authored by the National Priorities Project at the Institute for Policy Studies, it has been found that the federal government has spent $21 trillion on war and militarization both inside the U.S. and around the world over the past 20 years. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Lindsay Kashigarian Ryder. This article is published under the heading, U.S. spent $21 trillion on war and militarization since 9/11. Stay tuned for more. Years have now passed since 9/11. The 20 years since those terrible attacks have been marked by endless wars, harsh immigration crackdowns, and expanded federal law enforcement powers that have cost Americans their privacy and targeted entire communities based on nothing more than race, religion, or ethnicity. Those policies have also come at a tremendous monetary cost and a dangerous neglect of domestic investment. In a new report authored by the National Priorities Project at the Institute for Policy Studies, it has been found that the federal government has spent $21 trillion on war and militarization both inside the U.S. and around the world over the past 20 years. That's roughly the size of the entire U.S. economy. Even while politicians have written blank checks for militarism year after year, they have said Americans can't afford to address the most urgent issues. No wonder these past 20 years have been rough on U.S. families and communities. After strong growth from 1970 to 2000, household incomes have stagnated for 20 years as Americans struggled through two recessions in the years leading up to the pandemic. As pandemic eviction moratoriums end, millions are at risk of homelessness. U.S. public health systems have also been chronically underfunded, leaving the U.S. helpless to enact the testing, tracing, and quarantining that help other countries limit the pandemic's damage. Over 650,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, the equivalent of 9/11 every day for over 7 months. The opioid epidemic claims another 50,000 lives a year. Meanwhile, extreme weather events like wildfires, hurricanes, and floods have grown in frequency over the past 20 years. The U.S. hasn't invested nearly enough in either renewable energy or climate resiliency to deal with the increasing effects climate change has on American communities. In the face of all this suffering, it's clear that $21 trillion in spending hasn't made Americans any safer. Instead, the human costs have been staggering. Around the world, the forever wars have cost 900,000 lives and left 38 million homeless. And as the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan has shown us, they were a massive failure. U.S. militarized spending has helped deport 5 million people over the past 20 years, often taking parents from their children. The majority of those deported hadn't committed any crime except for being in the U.S., and it has paid for the government to listen in on the phone calls and target communities for harassment and surveillance without any evidence of crime or wrongdoing, eroding the civil liberties of all Americans. There is a silver lining. It has been found that for just a fraction of what the United States has spent on militarization these last 20 years, they could start to make life much better. For $4.5 trillion, they could build a renewable, upgraded energy grid for the whole country. For $2.3 trillion, they could create 5 million $15 an hour jobs with benefits for 10 years. For just $25 billion, they could vaccinate low-income countries against COVID-19, saving lives and stopping the march of new and more threatening virus variants. They could do all that and more for less than half of what they have spent on wars and militarization in the last 20 years. With communities across the U.S. in dire need of investment, the case for avoiding more pointless deadly wars couldn't be clearer.